This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning again. Brady Bowman with you on this awesome October-like Wednesday morning here in Little Apple. I'm going to talk some Potawatomi County schools here in a little bit. We'll also have K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese will close out the hour of In Focus with us. But right now, time to talk some schools. It just never gets old, guys. It never gets old. I'm here with Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. Guys, welcome.
Good morning, Brady.
Thanks, Brady.
And you just tell me when you want to stop that. I mean, turn it up? Is that what? Okay, Tim, I'll turn it up.
Brady, did you ask them if it ever gets old? Or is that just your opinion?
It just kind of came out.
Yeah. Tim, does this get old?
Never gets old.
Oh, come on.
There we go. Checks in the mail, Tim.
The school's out for summer never gets old either.
That's also true.
See, I'll take Alice Cooper over Saved by the Bell any day.
You know, that'd be an interesting trivia question.
But you can't
question.
Play that through the school year, can you?
No.
Yeah.
I wonder what the band is for the Saved by the Bell theme. Maybe it's just some one-hit wonder?
You know, they used to employ, you know, people to write those types of things.
Do they? Do they still? I'll put in my app.
Yeah, I've never heard you sing.
Well, you haven't been at the Kites karaoke enough, I guess. Not as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back on track. Talking schools, and guys, I guess what's new? Start us off. Whoever wants to.
Well, I know us like Wamego at Rock Creek, we had our board meeting this last Monday night. We actually started at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock with a little board retreat before our board meeting to focus on the board's goals for the next year. They had just set a new bunch of goals, a facility goal, an instruction goal, and a teacher and employee retainment goal. And we reviewed those, looked at the process on those, and we will make some minor changes to them in the next couple months and adopt those for the following year. We'd also heard from some students who wanted to start a Yellow Ribbon Suicide Awareness chapter. They'd been looking at different programs over the course of the summer and finally found the Yellow Ribbon program that they really liked, brought that up to the board and asked if they could have an official group out at Rock Creek. The board listened to them, their proposal on what they were planning to do, the way that they were going to plan on funding it, what some of the activities they were going to do with the students, and thought it sounded like a good idea, so the board approved that. So a very, very productive evening.
Very good. Tim, what's new in Wamego?
We also met Monday evening, and there were several things on the agenda. Probably one thing that was that most people in the community were interested in was the YMCA. We have a group in the community that are trying to bring a YMCA to Wamego, and they are interested in leasing a piece of USD 320 property out by our football field to possibly put that facility on. They had come to us last month with an option to lease agreement, which we had our attorneys look at and we've been thinking about for some time. It's a big decision because it'd be a long-term commitment to give up a piece of property for a facility that would benefit the school district as well as the community. I think a lot of people are very excited about the possibility of having a YMCA in Wamego. But it was an interesting vote because one board member is very involved with the YMCA project, so she chose to abstain from the vote, which is the right thing to do. And we had one board member missing from who was ill that evening, so we ended up with a 3-3 vote. I know they're still interested in discussing this, and they want to bring it back in November when we have a full seven people at the board meeting. But that was a big topic. One other exciting piece of news for our band students, we have a very proud band tradition at Wamego High School with Mr. Richmond and Mrs. Gardner, and they have been wearing the same uniforms for 18 years, and so they're starting to wear out a little bit, and they came to the board with a proposal to ask for permission to start the bid process for new band uniforms, which is necessary. Definitely, we want to fit any program with the appropriate uniforms, but we're probably looking at $60,000 to $80,000 for new band uniforms when it's all said and done with ordering 130 to 150 band uniforms for a growing program.
Not cheap. I think you're talking a bit about that before we came on. What was that one full set? You said was around 400 plus.
Yeah, we're looking in the 400 to 500 range for a full set, and they're very high quality. They don't get worn a lot. Half a dozen times a year. Our band takes a trip to Disney every 4 years, and we do K-State, Emporia State marching band festivals and things of that nature. But it's how you store them and make sure they're put away and things like that help them last. And most companies say they should last 8 to 10 years. The fact that we have had ours for 18 is definitely a compliment to Mr. Richmond. He actually was here when they ordered those uniforms, so he's kept good care of them for 18 years, and now I think it's our part to make sure he gets some new ones.
I remember back my high school days, I was in band from fifth grade to my junior year, not my senior year, because I got interested in journalism. Whoops, I guess. And the only class time for the school newspaper was the same time as our band time. So I had to make kind of a hard choice there, and decided, I put in my time for band, try something different. But I remember marching band, and I remember those uniforms. One, how complex the uniforms are. There's a lot of pieces to them. It's really no surprise that they're not cheap. And I also remember our band director hounding on us about take care of those uniforms, be very nice to them, because I think they were pretty new. When my freshman year, I think they weren't that old. So I remember him being, very, very on top of us about taking care of them, because they are pretty expensive.
Well, in our presentation Monday night, we heard the same kind of message from our instructors on how important it is that they communicate that message to the kids on taking care of them, and again, storing them properly, making sure they're hung up neatly and stored in their bags and so forth.
And Kevin, where are you guys at on your band uniforms?
I honestly don't know where we're at on our band rotation with order uniforms. That'd be a question I'd have to get with Mr. Coppice out at the high school to find out.
Well, they look sharp.
They look really good. And again, it's one of those things that the kids take pride in them. We, like Wamego, we've got a great band program. The kids really get into what's going on, and they take pride in how they look and how they perform.
Look sharp, sounded sharp. Chris Swick from B104 and 96.3 and I were at Rock Creek last Friday night for the football game there. Yeah, saw the band look good.
Band looked good, sounded good. They gave an awesome halftime performance, if you get to witness that or not. But, outstanding halftime performances this year at home. And, crowd was great. Good environment for football.
Shame the game didn't go where you wanted. It was close, though.
We didn't come out of it with a win, but it was a very good game.
Talking about the football games, our team went to Concordia Friday night, and of course I know many games in the area got moved up on the schedule, but we did move our game up to 5 o'clock, and with a minute 25 to go in the game, there was a tornado warning in the area and lightning, so they had to postpone and bring the kids into the building where they sat for approximately 2.5 hours. At the time of the postponement, it was 14-6. We were ahead, and they went back out on the field about 9:30, and fortunately we got away with a 14-12 win. It's pretty exciting. I was not at the game, but was receiving play-by-play from our principal, Dr. Breckeisen, and it was an exciting time, but I was just curious, did Rock Creek move?
We didn't have any weather delays. We did start an hour early, had a shortened halftime. But all in all, we got the game in on time. We had it's actually our homecoming, so we had homecoming ceremony after the game outside, which we'd had some contingency plans to go inside if needed. And then the Stuco got to sponsor their homecoming dance. We had all that out at Rock Creek. There was a storm that rolled through, thunderstorm. Thankfully, no tornadoes in the area. High winds was our big thing. Some lightning, but mostly the high winds.
And it timed out just about right for Rock Creek, because around the end of the fourth quarter, you could kind of see way off in the distance. It was kind of coming through.
It was so coming that way. They had the radar detectors going, and there's apps that through WeatherBug called Spark lets you know how close the nearest lightning strike is to you. So we monitored that very closely, and we want to, number one, keep everybody safe. But we felt very blessed to get it in and have the entire evening come off as it was supposed to.
And Tim, you said there was a minute 32 left in the game and you had to delay for?
Minute 25, I believe, is okay. What it was. And, yeah, Concordia had the ball in their territory, I believe, in the 30, 40-yard line range. But they had a minute 25, and they did. We thought we had them stopped. We had a couple fourth downs they had to go for, and they were successful. They did score the touchdown and had to go for the two-point conversion, and we stopped that and then recovered an onside kick for the win. We had blocked an extra point earlier in the game, so that was a big play and definitely made a difference. But, yeah, it was an exciting win, and actually a big win for our team because they've probably not met their expectations yet this year. They still got some good opportunities. But Concordia was looking at a league championship, and that loss that knocked them out of the league championship.
The 2.5 hour wait, Ted.
Two and a half hour
minute
wait.
25.
Yes.
Oh, man. Crazy.
And a hot, musty, wet locker room.
I'm sure. Let's go ahead and go to our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan right here on InFocus on News Radio, KMAN.